Hello, my name is Jacob Fenston. Welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund in Washington, D.C. World food prices are near their all-time high, according to the World Bank. Prices are up almost 50% since June, and that's pushed an estimated 40 million additional people into poverty. But the tiny African Republic of Rwanda is weathering the food crisis better than expected, according to Agriculture Minister Agnes Kalibata. I spoke with her here in Washington, D.C. during the IMF World Bank spring meetings. Kalibata says her country is helping small farmers invest in agriculture, insulating the country from price spikes.
One problem that we have, of course, Rwanda being a small country, is that you have high density, very many smallholder farmers, so land holdings are quite small, and this presents a challenge in terms of productivity. Feeding a population in a very small country can be very challenging. So one of the things we have done is to ensure that we put farmers in what we have called land consolidation. So we get them in two groups, like cooperatives, where they are able to access inputs, they're able to access extension, they can actually even access markets, so that they increase productivity on the lands they have without the need to expand more land. They increase productivity on what they have because they have better access to all the means of production that you'd otherwise, you know, expect only bigger farmers to have access to. So that has really helped very much in terms of increasing productivity for the farmers. For a country that was always on the margin of food insecurity, and Rwanda has not been food insecure for the last 3-4 years since we started the program.
What has been the effect on the income of farmers of these programs?
The incomes of farmers have gone up a lot. For example, I give you a very simple example. In terms of farmers who are producing like half a ton or one ton are now producing like 4-5 tons. The interesting thing is that you move from farmers who were not selling anything to farmers who are able to sell like 80% of their produce. And 80% of a good yield, 4 tons as opposed to half a ton. So these farmers' incomes have definitely gone up. You're actually seeing people who are moving from the edge of poverty within 1 year, something that we had planned to do over 15 years. So it's really made an amazing difference. And this is mostly being able to access inputs, being able to access extension. Markets is still a challenge. Storage facilities are still a challenge. And of course, working under rain-fed systems is a very big challenge.
You mentioned that the food crisis didn't affect Rwanda as much as it could have. What has been the effect of high food prices, food price volatility on people in Rwanda?
You know, when we are talking about food crisis, I think we need to segregate it into country. Where is the country located? What is its profile in terms of, is it a cash country? Is it a food-based country? In the case of Rwanda, Rwanda is right in the center of Africa where you have very good climate, where you have very good soils. And the major failures in production have been related to inability for farmers to access inputs, lack of investment in agriculture. So being able to do those things that were outside the reach of farmers puts farmers right in place of producers. And the food crisis coming in provides a market for these farmers. Now, we are always looking at it as a bad thing. Now, for these farmers, it's a good thing if the markets are open to them. But on the other hand, there are countries where 90% of the population is really buying food. For these countries, the food crisis means that you have more farmers who are being pushed out of the margins of their ability to buy food.
Can you talk a little bit more about those effects within Rwanda itself, you know, urban poor? Are there other people who really were affected negatively as opposed to those farmers who now had larger markets?
I guess even in Rwanda, if you're talking about the urban population, yes, the idea of increasing food prices would be a very big problem. But in systems like countries like Rwanda, the fact that there's surplus being generated kind of keeps the price within acceptable margins as opposed to what is happening in countries where there's no such surplus being generated.
What are some of the challenges looking ahead for farmers, for the agricultural sector in Rwanda in terms of food security?
I think looking ahead, some of the key challenges for farmers, again, is going to be ability to sustain production. That means ability to continue being able to access inputs in the face of increasing fuel prices. We're a landlocked country. We don't produce fertilizers. We get them when they are like 30 to 40% what a farmer, the cost gets them at. So fewer prices, increasing prices of other things, fertilizers, definitely is going to affect the ability of farmers to access these inputs, but also to afford them. So eventually it will also affect food production. Other things like increasing climate change is becoming a reality. Last year alone, half of Rwanda didn't produce because, or lost their produce because they invested in agriculture and the rains that were expected didn't come as we expected. So that becomes a problem for farmers. It kills the motivation to invest. The lack of predictability in the whole agricultural system becomes a very big disincentive to invest in agriculture.
The success that Rwanda's had in terms of increasing production, do you think that that is sustainable moving forward? I mean, you've been able to get this increase in production. Is there a point at which that levels off and then further increases affect the environment, degrade the environment?
I would, in Rwanda, one of the things we are doing is we are very, very cautious about how we do business in agriculture because we have a very fragile environment. So we are very cautious about how we do it. We really plan with the environment in mind because we've already had we've learned very big lessons from that. Now, it doesn't mean that further expansion may harm the environment. We are looking, we are watching it and planning it better. This is not going to be a major threat to Rwanda if we keep it as top priority to not to compromise the environment for food production, but to do food production in an economic and environmentally friendly manner. Right now, there's an opportunity for people to do something about improving food security, improving production for in terms of, there are a number of things that have been identified that can make a whole lot of difference. Technological issues, farmers being able to have access to improved seeds, that would reduce the need to go into more land just by really investing more in technology, investing more in reducing rain-fed agriculture will increase productivity. So I think there's a whole combination of things that can be done to secure food out there, and it is within our means.
Rwandan Agriculture Minister Agnes Kalabata. To hear more podcasts, you can look us up on the IMF's website, www.imf.org.